Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It is a cloudy version of Dirty Restaurant Tuesday.
It is. Good evening, Mark.
Hiya, Charles. You're here to brighten us up, though, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've got a great consideration.
Oh, Charles, our food critic here on Charlotte at 6. So you got something good, huh?
Feed your face and feed your soul.
I love feeding my face. You can tell by how big it is, right? Hey, actually, I probably shouldn't say this out loud. I'm on a diet.
Are you really?
I really am.
Wow.
And I'm hungry all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, but it's, we'll see. This is going to be like my last rodeo at this. Either I lose some weight and it works, or I'm like, I'm pigging out, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. All right. Well, before Charles tells us where his refined and sophisticated palate has been hanging out, I have some restaurants that did not do well when the health inspector showed up.
Uh-oh.
First of all, on North Tryon Street here, the Hibachi Express Japanese Restaurant.
Okay.
87.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
Right out of the chute, repeat violation. The manager had no food safety training.
Yeah.
Observed employees not washing hands. And then observe no soap at the hand-washing sink.
Oh, well.
So, you know, why bother if you got no soap, right? Let's see here. Observe the prep cooler was holding things way too warm, and that was a repeat violation. Get that thing fixed.
Really?
And just a number of other violations. Hibachi Express Japanese Restaurant. That's the one on North Tryon and 87.
I say no.
Yeah, I say no to that, too. Let's see. Where else to go here? Let's try TGK.
Yes.
This is Peking, Tokyo, 84.
Ooh. Oh, no. Ay, ay, ay.
No one there had any food safety training. The items that were in the cooler were way too warm, like chicken was near 60 degrees.
Ooh.
Noodles were 63.
Yow.
I mean, just holding several items at the wrong temperature.
Wow, 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 wow.
Maybe they didn't notice. Who knows? This is interesting, and we've seen this before. They were selling a fish known as an escalar.
Yes.
But they were calling it white tuna.
No, you cannot do that.
So they were lying about what they were serving so they could charge you more.
Absolutely. It costs half as much, and you're paying twice as much.
So the inspector said, knock it off.
Wow.
Peking, Tokyo, TGK, lying about what's on the menu and some other violations, and 84.
I don't know which one's worse.
Yeah.
Just lying or dirty? Or are you a dirty liar?
Oh, that makes him a dirty liar. All right, now we'll go to Fort Mill.
Yes.
We've never had these guys on before. Poke Bowls, the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
Poke Bowls, 83.
Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah.
Not poking in those bowls.
Yeah, I'm scared to poke in there and see what I might find. The three-compartment sink where they wash, rinse, and sanitize, well, there was no sanitizer.
Of course not.
So the dishes were not getting properly cleaned. Had a real problem with cold holding. In other words, stuff was way too warm, like the squid salad, tofu, corn, all of it being held at the wrong temperature.
Yeah.
The facility does not have a date marking system in place, so who knows how old the stuff in the poke bowls happens to be.
Sorry for you folks who dine
employee
before.
Wearing a watch during preparation of food, that is against the food code. You're not supposed to have jewelry on.
No, you don't know where it's been.
That's exactly right. You don't wash your watch,
no.
So germs get in the food. So there you go, poke bowls, Crossroads Plaza, Fort Mill, 83.
I pass. I definitely pass.
Boy, you and me both.
Wow. That's just too low.
All right, my friend, what do you got going for us today?
Here is a wonderful place.
Yeah?
They haven't been open that long, and if you haven't checked them out, you really need to do so. You'll not only have great food, you'll fill your soul.
Oh.
I'm talking about Community Matters Cafe, which is part of the Charlotte Rescue Mission.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They've opened a cafe. You know, I think I heard that.
They opened it earlier this year, and it is on West 1st Street, where the Charlotte Rescue Mission resides.
Yeah, it's not far from the stadium.
No,
Bank
not at all.
Stadium,
This is a full-fledged, beautiful restaurant cafe.
Really?
Yes. And their intention is to, of course, take the folks that come in to them at the Charlotte Rescue Mission.
And teach them.
Teach them jobs.
That's smart.
And they leave learning how to cook, learning how to serve, learning how to interact with people.
And in case people are snobby and go, well, I don't want to go eat with homeless people. Well, first of all, turn your radio off. We don't want you listening. But it's a wonderful environment,
it is.
Isn't it?
You wouldn't even know. You would not know who is serving you is not just a simple employee.
Right.
You won't know. Go for breakfast. They've got tremendous breakfast and lunch menus throughout the week. And for breakfast, check out the sweet potato hash.
Sweet potato hash?
Yes.
That just sounds yummy.
Diced sweet potato, mushroom, turkey sausage, and spinach, all cooked and served with two eggs your way, served with toast. Doesn't that sound great?
Ooh, it does.
And if you go in for lunch, this is really hard to find. I used to have to cook these in Philadelphia at a restaurant. It's called a Monte Cristo.
Oh, isn't that a sandwich that's battered and deep fried?
Bingo. Yes, it's actually really, it's like French toast made into a sandwich.
Oh, I love a good Monte Cristo.
Fresh sliced turkey, cheddar cheese, egg cooked your way, all griddled on the battered. In this case, they're using challah bread or the egg bread, the Jewish egg bread, which is dynamite.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love a good crunchy one, sandwich made
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
They also have excellent chicken salad. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got salads, fried chicken sandwich, and of course for breakfast, French toast and pancakes, all of that. And right now, this week, if you go in, you will see their gingerbread house silent auction. All these great pastry chefs around the city
yeah.
and other restaurants have made and donated beautiful gingerbread houses that will be auctioned off this week.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
So you can bid on a gingerbread
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
That is so neat.
They've got a healthy health score of 96.5. And most importantly, you really do make a difference when you dine at Community Matters Cafe.
Absolutely, because these people are getting job
yes.
training and learning a great skill so that when they leave there,
yes.
they don't have to come back.
That's right. And you yeah. can expect great service and great food because the prices are what you'd expect. They're not low.
So it's a real restaurant.
It's a real restaurant. There you go.
And it sounds like the food is just terrific.
Yes. Breakfast, lunch, weekdays and Saturday, Community Matters Cafe, and the Gingerbread House silent auction this week.
Awesome. We'll check it out.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Charles.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.